You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, that really does seem like the way this is going. That seems like the momentum toward getting this thing done, getting NFL players to participate in the Olympics, playing flag football. I cannot believe these are real sentences that we are saying, but this is really where we are, and this is where the general feeling from the league is. And it's not something that is, I would say, a slam dunk as the memo showed us. Like, there are certainly things to discuss. For instance, as of right now, it would be one player per team. And then you could also designate an international player. Well, what if more than one player on your team warrant being on a certain team, whether it's our country or another one? That would be a question. What if a coach says to a player, hey, I know you're allowed to participate, but I really, really like for you not to. How do you deal with that then? So there are certainly some things to work out.
Ian Rappaport, Tom Pelissero, and
that is going
Mike,
to happen.
Mike Garofolo, what's going to happen? A coach saying, I don't want you to go?
There are going to be players and coaches that are going to argue over this.
Okay. I think that is probably something that will happen, but it's not the same as some of these others. You know, the Four Nations was one of the best things we saw in a while, right? Like, everybody loved that. Why was that so great? Because hockey players grow up with the idea of playing for their country as a final boss moment.
It's the same game.
And you can wear your country sweater. You've grown up watching them play at the Olympics. This will be the first time anybody from football ever goes to the Olympics, and it's not football. And, okay, each team gets one guy. You can have one player represent you at the 2028 Olympics. I like, by the way, that Rappaport said, I can't believe we're saying these sentences, because I feel the same way, but here we are. And I'm not totally poo-pooing the whole thing. I think the interest from players will not be as high as many think it might be. You might have three guys from every team that want to do it. First off, aren't all interior linemen out of the picture? You're not blocking, really, in flag football. You're getting in the way. I mean, I'm not seeing my centers. I'm not seeing my tackles play flag football.
I agree with that.
I'm playing 7-on-7 or something like that, flag football, and it's just half the league is already out.
A lot of the league is out. That's right.
And I got one guy per team. Khalil Shakir and Josh Allen both want to go. I guess. Like, what do you do that in that scenario? What do you do? And how likely is it that they want to? It's just not the same for me. You could try to replicate. Look how difficult it is just to replicate the Four Nations. How can we get professional athletes to care again for an exhibition? And while this would not be an exhibition, it would be the Olympics, it really feels like it's an exhibition for a gold medal. Here's a medal. Here's a gold medal the U.S. has beaten insert country here, for the flag football gold medal. Call me crazy. That does not feel the same.
It is not the same.
Someone that wins the 400-meter race.
Correct.
Not the same.
It just doesn't do it for me. It just really, just,
I'm
really
be
does not do it for me.
Open to it, but I'm not going to walk into this with the whatever. Chest out, football is king.
Totally.
I don't know that football is king of the Olympics. You don't just show up and be the most popular sport at the Olympics. And I don't anticipate these clashes between players and coaches could be too serious. Does an NFL quarterback who, when would the Olympics happen? During training camp?
Mm-hmm.
Right before training camp? The guys that are going to go are fringe roster guys.
Maybe.
Andy Isabella goes for the...
Hell yeah.
Hell
yeah.
Due respect.
Sure.
Fast guy, looking to do something. I don't know. Is it guys that give up on the game? Is it fringe roster guys? I just have a real tough time thinking we're going to be talking about, oh, the Eagles are without Devonta Smith this week.
Yeah.
I just have a tough time thinking he's even going to want to.
He might not.
Rob in Toronto is up. Hey, Rob, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. Flag football. It's hilarious. Nate brought up, you know, these guys working their whole lives to be in this position. It reminds me, and I don't know if you remember watching it, a Simpsons episode where Mr. Burns' power plant baseball team goes up against their arch rivals, and Mr. Burns writes a blank check for Ken Griffey Jr., Wade Boggs, Don Mattingly, yeah. Daryl Strawberry.
It's an all-time great episode, yeah.
Yeah, and Homer's out in right field trying to field a ball, and Daryl Strawberry just leaps up into space and grabs it. That'd be like all of a sudden NFL players showing up at like tryouts, and oh man, guys hanging their head. That'd be hilarious. Now, eligible players. Now, you brought up Bill Belichick. Now, I hope you've had your breakfast, because this narrative could very well happen. What if Belichick was the general manager and all of a sudden brings back the likes of maybe perhaps Brady, Gronk, Edelman out of retirement, not go after one ring, but five rings, echoing the Olympic rings, just for one more bend over moment before they go off into the sunset. Fortunately, I've had my breakfast, but I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
Thanks, Rob.
Brady on the next Wrexham episode. Welcome to Wrexham, where he's got a gold medal and all of the rings. Good.
But that's part of this. Like, the gold medal for winning the flag football Olympics. I want to say that the people that are on that team now, they have a 12-person team, I think they just named. The people on that team now have been doing it for years and working towards it and waiting for the Olympics to start, and their dream is to elevate the sport and win the gold medal, and now here comes DK Metcalf's on the team.
That's kind of the problem I have with it, but
I'm reading about it. I don't think that everybody in the flag football world looks at it as a takeover, but some do.
I think some definitely will. Yeah,
Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Aaron Jones have all talked about the possibility and expressed interest. Aaron Jones, I would love it. Every other sport gets an opportunity to win a gold medal. And if you're not serving your country in the military, I think that's the other highest honor. He's saying playing for your country in the Olympics. July 14th to 30th, it will be before training camps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I mean, camp opens last week of July.
Mm-hmm. And this is 2 years, correct? This is in 2 years?
2028. 3 years.
Would those players have an added benefit for playing an extra week or so before training camp?
I mean, they're in shape. They're doing non-contact stuff. You're worried about ACLs.
Yes.
And it's really
and Achilles.
It's really all you're worried about is ACLs.
ACLs and Achilles.
John in Amherst. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Good. So I figured why not make it more of a spectacle and have both Manning brothers have Peyton GM and then Eli coach. They're doing the All-Star game anyway, so, you know.
Right.
I'll just hang up.
Yeah, thanks, John. I got someone to ask, what would you be more likely to watch, the Pro Bowl flag football game or the Olympics flag football game? And, again, it's 3 years away, so – it's the kind of thing where, you know, May 20th, 2025, this is how we feel about the idea of flag football in the Olympics. And 3 years from now, we might be saying, like, oh, I'm excited for these games. I'm gonna take a look at it. The Four Nations. I'm trying to think of when the Four Nations tournament came out, what did we think? We thought, that might work, but come on. How invested will they get? It's a couple days in Montreal and Boston. You're going to get these players there, and maybe they'll invest. And then the game started, and we all just went like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody hated the Four Nations idea when it first came out.
It was not universally loved.
Yeah.
And then a game happened, and it was the best thing we've seen in a long time.
But isn't it because the games were great?
It was because the people cared.
The games were great because people cared.
Sure. It was investment. It was you're seeing the best players in the world absolutely selling out investing in an exhibition tournament.
But you're still watching hockey.
Yes, that's right.
And that to me is like, that's not what's happening here.
Right, there's not a lot of watching of flag football.
There is none of it. I mean, it's on like ESPN 8, the Ocho, at midnight.
The Nuevo. Is there
I get it. Again, this is, it's a way, and listen, I'll say this. Flag football domestically has grown in popularity significantly over the last 5-10 years. People just don't want their kids going out and playing tackle football at 8 years old. So, like, yep. I get it. It's a derivative of the game that I'm sure there is real interest globally to try to get it bigger, but domestically, you have kids that play flag football that now get to watch flag football. That's cool. And maybe they want to watch their stars. But the idea that you're going to get the performance level, the investment level that we saw in the Four Nations, where guys getting opportunities to play the game they already play in a break where there wasn't a lot of other sports stuff to watch. I get it. It'll also be July. It'll be people gearing up for training camp, and we're watching midsummer baseball. So I get it. There's not a lot on TV. But the Olympics are a draw regardless. I watch track and field for 2 weeks out of the year every 4 years, and I love it. And I watch
archery and all of the other stuff. So
all right, let me ask you this, just to jump right on that point.
Yes.
Do you watch the events that you know the U.S. will win, or do you watch the events that you know the world is the most fully invested in?
The latter.
Because
if you're watching, I don't need the USA to be great to watch.
If you're watching sprinting, like everybody can sprint.
Everyone's got a shot.
Everybody, yeah. Every country can be invested in that. You know, infrastructure for some of these other sports. Like we know the football infrastructure is, of course, not there in the world.
Yes.
Even hockey. Why they have the four nations? Because they have trouble getting eight.
Yes.
In the Olympics,
yeah.
You kind of get.
You get four teams that are basically the ones.
There are about six teams,
yeah.
And it gets thinned out pretty quick. You know, you get those. The U.S. played China in hockey at the last Olympics, right? And what was the score? Was it 9-0?
Yeah.
And they probably didn't even go as hard as they could because there aren't enough nations to really fill that out yet. The goal would be in time you get there, which is that's been a success story in basketball, has it not?
Mm-hmm.
Basketball went from the dream team's going to dominate everyone to now the U.S. needs to put on a heck of a performance to beat France to win the gold with their stars. And Steph Curry has to put on
a shooting display. Other stars are playing for those teams.
But the point is, what the success story of it was, how many years now? 33 years ago, we took our best to lay waste to the world.
Uh-huh.
And the world said, that sport's pretty cool. Let's start to play it. And now, some of the best players in the world are from those countries and can play in those games. So now it's competitive. I'm not sitting here telling you that a 2028 flag football event is going to make the 2052 Olympics competitive in flag football.
Yeah.
You know what, Nate? Let's talk about it then. Let's check back in 2052.
Let's check back in 18 years.
Right. 803-0550. I have some really awesome numbers, a breakdown that might get you to support the NFL's proposal on home games for playoff teams and the whole reseeding, how they would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really fascinating number to look at here from Michael Lopez on Twitter at Stats by Lopez on the difference between four seeds and five seeds and how the built-in advantage is something you should want to get rid of. I'll give you those numbers when we get back. 803-0550 on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.